Success attended the letter. Paul ably vindicated his position as an apostle, not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. From the highest authority in heaven, he received his commission, and his position had been acknowledged by a general council at Jerusalem. Those who sought to belittle his calling and work were fighting against Christ, whose grace and power were manifested through him. The apostle was forced, by the opposition of his enemies, to take a decided stand in maintaining his authority, not to exalt self, but to magnify the grace of God. Paul pleaded with those who had once known the power of God to return to their first love of gospel truth. He set before them their privilege of becoming free in Christ, through whose atoning grace all who make full surrender are clothed with the robe of his righteousness. Every soul who would be saved must have a genuine, personal experience in the things of God. The apostles' earnest words were not fruitless. Many whose feet had wandered into strange paths returned to their former faith. Henceforth they were steadfast in the liberty wherewith Christ had made them free. God was glorified, and many were added to the number of believers throughout that region.